I don't know. I honestly, I have no idea how they're assuming everybody is just the same. There's no individuality anymore. These residents, I think a lot of them are just stone cold. You know, there's no emotion and they don't view people as people anymore. You almost feel like you are literally living in the Twilight Zone and you feel like you're the only sane one in a bunch of insane people. And it's scary because these are the people that others are trusting to take care of them. And they're really doing the opposite. I'm to the point where I'm afraid that I'm gonna start thinking that this is normal. I don't wanna ever get to that point because they think that. Like the people I work with that are local nurses and doctors don't see anything wrong with this. Like all these negative tests and they're putting them on these vents. Hopeful that they'll get it. They're being put on these COVID floor. It's murder. It straight up is, it is setting these people up for failure based on money.
But Medicaid is who pays out, or who's paying this bonus of $29,000?
I believe it's Medicaid, Medicare. It's government money.